plus one and partly cloudy. I'm Miller Reynolds with 91X News. The season's first freezing rainstorm occurred in the area last night. So did a few accidents. Renee Rogers has the details.
Roads were slick last night and some accidents occurred in the area. Highway 7 is currently closed between Highways 41 and 38 near Caladar after a crash involving two tractor trailers and a passenger bus occurred around 4:30 this morning. No word yet on injuries. The stretch of highway will likely be closed until later this afternoon. Sergeant Vic Welton of the Napanee OPP could not confirm how many of the accidents last night were related to the freezing rain. He's reminding motorists to prepare for the upcoming winter weather conditions.
The bottom line is the same message every year. You have to slow down and drive according to the conditions on the highway. It's also important to have the proper equipment on your car, and by that I mean it would be helpful to have four snow tires and proper wipers and make sure your car is warmed up and that you can see out the windows.
Renee Rogers, 91X News, Belleville.
A power outage at around 8 o'clock last evening left more than 9,600 homes around Picton and Prince Edward County without power. Nancy Shattuck, a spokesperson for Hydro One, says the outage was caused by broken insulators. She's unsure whether those broken insulators were a result of freezing rain. Power was restored a little after midnight. There have been no major confrontations so far as bylaw officers remove Occupy Toronto tents from a downtown park. Bylaw officers are taking down vacant tents, but a handful of protesters have chained themselves inside a fortified structure. They say they will peacefully resist any attempt to evict them. Protesters will be holding a meeting today to discuss what to do next, as will members of the Occupy Vancouver movement after they were ordered out of a plaza in front of a courthouse. In Ottawa, at least eight people were arrested early today when police asked Occupy protesters to leave Confederation Park. Egyptian police are clashing with anti-government protesters for a fifth day in Cairo as a rights group raises the overall death toll from the current unrest to 38. Tens of thousands of protesters in Tahrir Square have rejected a promise by Egypt's military ruler to speed up a presidential election to the first half of next year. Arab League head Amir Moussa says Egypt's security services must avoid excessive force on the rising protests.
We do hope that violence comes to an end and quickly. Our young people in the Tahrir Square have the right to express their views freely and to protest and to sit in, provided that there will be no attack on public buildings.
The military has denied that its troops fired on protesters, an assertion that runs against numerous witness accounts. That's 91X News to 102. Here's Steph Crozier with sports.
Brampton and Mississauga are playing right now in the OHL. Currently the score is 1-2 for the majors. And Saginaw travels to Plymouth for a 7:05 game tonight. In junior A hockey, Burlington is in Georgetown for 7:30. And Empire B, there's no games on schedule, but tomorrow Campbellford will be in Picton to face off at 7:30. It was a very busy night in the NHL with 13 games on the schedule. Canadian teams playing tonight include Winnipeg at Washington, Montreal and Carolina, Calgary visiting Detroit, all those games at 7 p.m. And then Vancouver and Colorado play at 9:30. They're ready to enter the Lion's Den. That's a message from Winnipeg Blue Bombers when they touched down in Vancouver last night ahead of Sunday's Grey Cup game against BC. It's finally starting to sink in. We have one game left, and it's the biggest game of the year, Bombers quarterback Buck Pearce said. Winnipeg has found success in Vancouver this year, emerging victorious on their only previous trip by a score of 30-17 on August 13th. The Texas Rangers introduced Joe Nathan as their new closer yesterday. Nathan signed a two-year deal with the Rangers worth $14 million. Nathan says he's happy with his new home.
I've been able to admire this squad from the other side of the diamond and, you know, just really feel like this club is such a perfect fit for myself, for my family.
Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Miller Reynolds with 91x Weather.
We'll have cloudy periods throughout the afternoon today with a high of 4 degrees, dropping to minus 1 in the evening. Tomorrow morning, we'll see more cloudy periods with a high of 8 degrees in the afternoon. It's currently plus 1. I'm Miller Reynolds with Steph Crozier. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 2.